Kum len la block gemara da samachay and aleph less than part of tomorrow as well. Yehuda, we're starting right now. I saw you coming through the door, but you decided to start. Av samachay amad aleph, the Mishnah. It's all set up for you.
I tried to get the angle right.
Bal oy, we said before, you get skill if you approach a bal oy. What's the difference in oy when you don't eat? What's a bal oy? Bal oy is a pitoim hamedaber, that he puts something under his armpits, and we'll see like somebody claps his hands, and then suddenly it starts speaking, tells you the future. In English, it's called a necromancer. These are people who talk to the dead. Hamadabe Mesiche talks from under his arms. The Yidoini, what's a Yidoini? He's a Hamadabe Bepiv. They put a bone of a bird or a bone of an animal into his mouth, and then automatically he starts talking.
That's right. Everyone knows.
No. The name is Yidua. Not that's known. That's what's called Yidoini.
No.
The name is Yidua, and others say it's a bird. That's just a chaya. Whatever it is, they put the bone in the mouth, and they do, and then it talks from itself. So they get skiller, and the one who goes and asks them for advice is over a lav of altifnu ala overs, and so on. Says, "But a maishna hachli tori bal ovi yedoni." Why over here we mention the two different avedas, ov and yedoni, or maishna gabe krisis. Over there, there's a besach the krisis, which we'll learn one day. It has 36 averas that you get kares. And the din is anything against Kara is Bashoigi, you get Chattas. And there it only mentions Oiv, it doesn't mention Yidoini. He's Maishna Gabakiri, it's Rebaloiv, Yishayel Yidoini, misses out Yidoini altogether, there's no Chattas there. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechin and Amma, the reason is, you know why? Hoyle, since Shnei and Belav Echen Emru, they both come under the category Al Sifnu Elo Oiv is Ve'ela Yidoinim. And if you do both of them in one go, you only chayv one chattas because they both come under the same laughs. Even if he did one on his own, you also chayv a chattas, but because you do them both, you get one laugh, so we're going to count them as one. The shlokish amino, Yidoini lefish ein by maisa. Yidoini, you place the bone in your mouth and then it talks on its own. So there's a lav she'im a maisa. And a lav she'im by maisa, you don't bring a carbon chattas. You don't bring a carbon. Because the chattas only, it says in Pasuk, v'osa achas mehena. Only if you did something, there's no pool over here whatsoever. An oivy, as Gemara was supposed to say, he claps with his hands. So that's a maisa to make it start. Okay. Over here, all you do is put the bone in your mouth, and when you put the bone in your mouth, it's only maisa you're doing, nothing happens. It's only afterwards it starts. Here, when you clap your hands, that's when it starts talking. So
is this talking about emesek kishufin, or this is people do these magic shows now? They make them.
That's the machlekes. The Rambam, no, not magic show, but the Rambam says it's all bob maisas, and other Rishonim says it's not bob maisas at all. The Rambam says the Torah says gong li bob maisas yichayv, but the Rambam says that you think. Psychologically, the guy is able to put you in a trance or something that you think you're talking to the dead. But you're not really talking to the dead at all. It's all in your mind. According to others, saying, no, you are talking to the dead. In fact, the Rambam has a big problem explaining, which he doesn't really in other Achrein try, is the story with Shalom Melech. And he brought Shmuel back. Right? That woman over there brought Shmuel back. And if the whole Bob Meister, what's that all about? So the Rambam, they tried to emphasize somehow, and to the man, it was a good answer. Let's go back to says the Gemara, but Rabbi Yechonah, Maishna Baal Oiv the Noka. So, according to Rabbi Yechonah, why does the Mishnah Krisis only mention Oiv and not Yidoini? Since he holds Yidoini separate altogether and Shaykh a carbon. You're saying the only reason is. You're saying, you have a question like this. You, Rabbi Yechonah, saying the reason why it mentions only Oiv and not Yidoini is because if you do both together, you only bring one laugh. So, why mention Oiv? Mention Yidoini only. Because that's the beginning of the pasuk. It says the pasuk first. Oiv, and then says Yidoini. And Ishloki, my time below Amak Rabbi Yechon. Why does Ishloki learn Takel Rabbi Yechon? I'm going to pop a chalukin heim b'misa, because he holds that since when it comes to skila, they both have two separate pasukim. It says if you have an oiv or a Yidoini, you get killed. So therefore, they're both chayiv separate kabbanas. Even if you do two in one go, you chayiv two separate kabbanas. Because there's a misa that two separate avedas and kabbanas are two separate as well, so it should have been mentioned in krisis other than the fact that there's no misa. Rabbi Yechonah chalukah the lav shmo chalukah the misa lo shmo chalukah. Rabbi Yechonah says no. Where were they divided when it comes to misa? But when it comes to the lav, they're not separated. So therefore, that's not called a chalukah. The main thing is the lav. where the carbon is. Rabbi Yechon, my time, like Shlok, Boshlok, Shlok, Yom Lach Masis, and Kriyas Rabbi Akiva. He holds the mission of Kriyas Rabbi Akiva. If you remember, Rabbi Akiva holds that even if there's not much of a mice, you still bring a carbon like Eim Zaymin. Dama, loy bein, and mice, Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't need a mice, and that's why he holds. He counts over there, Megadev. Megadev is just saying a few words against the Eibishter. And he holds that a Shoygig, you bring carbon chattas. But even though it's not really a mice, it's only talking, but the Rabban hold you don't, because there's a lot of shame of mice. So that mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva. And since Rabbi Akiva holds you chai for that, you should be also chai for Yudaini. You should be chai as well. Says the Gemara, but Shlok is, how is he going to answer that taka? Obviously, Yudaini is less of a mice than Megadif. Why? Because Nihi, the loy boy, Rabbi Akiva mice, Rabbi mice is the boy. Rabbi Akiva holds he's still going to do something. Megadif, my mice, because what mice do by Megadif? Akima Svasa mice, moving your lips. Moving your lips is a mice. You're doing a mice, that's why, what do you call it? You're chayiv megadif. By an oiv, you're doing a mice as well, you're clapping your hands. Ba'al oiv, my mice, ikar kosher, you're clapping your hands. Having mice, mashenke, when it comes to an oiv, you do nothing. You put the bone in your hand and then it talks on its own. Freddy Gemara, clapping your hands, why are you saying it's only quarter of a kiva mice? Red and blue paste, I'm chayim aleph. Isn't that a mice clapping hands? A lot more than just talking, saying a few words. Your mom is clapping your hands. And since the Rabbanan are arguing only by Megadif, they don't argue in the case of Oiv. It seems that all Maida that clapping hands is considered a mice. But Tanya, we learned a Nechayiv al Dovashesh by mice when another place when it says Yechayiv only for a mice, a carbon, on a mice. And it gives examples like you're going Zibuach. Kitter, Nisach, and Ishtachava, one of them is talking about bowing down. And the same Rish Lakish says that bowing down is a Maisa only according to Rabbi Kiva, not according to Chamim. But Rish Lakish, Matan, Ishtachava, Rabbi Kiva, he. So you, Rish Lakish, learned that the word that goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that Megadiv, and therefore, Oiv. You get Malkus, Lechayda. But Rabbanon who argue Rabbi Akiva only argue a Megadiv. It seems Oiv, they all agree, you bring a carbon in that Mishnah. Why do they argue that means that's considered a Maisa? And yet you, the Shlokas yourself, say that that bowing down is not a Maisa. How is clapping your hands more of a Maisa than bowing down? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Omar, Rabbi Yechon says, where are we? Rabbi Yechon says no, that Ishtachavo is goes according to Rabban. Rabbi Yechon is one who holds that it's considered Maisa. Kvifik Kamas Rabban have a Maisa. So the Chayda questions that Ishlokish has to Ishlokish Kvifik by bowing down your whole body. The Rabbanon lo have a Maisa that a Maisa Hakoshas Rois of the Baal Oiv have a Maisa. Clapping your hands by a Baal Oiv is a Maisa. Says the Gemara, Ki Omar Ishlokish Nam Rabbi Kivi, right. According to the Shlokish, the Rabbanon Taka hold that Oiv is not a Maisa. So then how come the Rabbanon only argue regarding Megadiv? Why don't they argue regarding Oiv? We'll see in a minute. Kikom, but the Shlokish, not me, little Kiva. The Shlokish was talking about that Oiv is considered a Maisa by clapping hands. We're talking about Rabbi Kiva. Freddy Gemara, Abel Rabbanon Loi, but according to the Rabbanon, it's not a Maisa. Yochiv, so why does it say the exception is Yotze Megadiv? Why is it that the Rabbanon only argue by Megadiv? Ubaloi, but by later, should have said they argue on Megadiv and a Baloi, they argue on both. Elam Rula Salula, what exactly does it mean Baloi over here? We're talking about in Krisis, when it mentions Baloi, and it says over there that a Baloi, you bring carbon. So I'm more than just going to a guy and clapping his hands, because clapping his hands is not a maisa, according to the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon agree. We're doing more than that. What are you doing? Mekatel l'shed. You're actually bringing up karbonis to a demon as a void zora. Freddy Gemara, Omer le'rov, the Mekatel l'shed, oiv l'chavim hu. This is mamash oiv l'void zora. Not oiv. This is not oiv. This is a void zora. Elam rov, mekatel l'chavir. And what you're doing is you're being makted. Not to avoid a zora, but you want to gather all the shadim in the room because you need to talk to them, you need the help. So you're doing this sacrifices to gather the shadim in. Beck and call. Yeah, so to help you out. And that is oiv. Omalei, for you, I don't still understand Abaya. Hamekatel l'chaver, choyv l'chaver. It's another Yisrael Torah, which is called choyv l'chaver, which is gathering together. And that's only alive. You don't get killed for that. But Oiv gets skiller, and if all you're doing is gathering shadim together, isn't that Choyv Chav, which you get a lav, and you're telling me, and here's skiller. So he answers over here, it's, you know, here, Taka skiller. Why? It's different than normal Choyv Chav. How's it different? When do we say chay v'chaver is a lav if you gather animals together? But when you gather shadim together, that's an oiv which you chay misa, and it's a misa. Torah Rabbi learned chay v'chaver echad chaver gadol chaver katan. Whether it's large animals or whether it's just little insects. Afilu choshim akravim. That's the is of chay v'chaver. Animals, not shadim. Shadim, that's oiv, and that's why you get the skila. If somebody puts together a zibura, let's say a bee and a scorpion, I forgot, and even though they come a chavend leliski, even though that you're doing this in order that they shouldn't be mazik you, also it is forbidden, because that's like choy v'chaver, gathering different animals together, it comes under the umbrella of choy v'chaver. Let's understand Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon holds that.
You're fighting them against each other or something?
Sorry?
Yeah, you're putting them together to make them fight with
To be busy with themselves, keeping away from mankind. And we're not talking about a case of Sakonis Lafosh, is it? Because usually Akrav is considered dangerous. That's only they're chasing after you. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon, Maishna de Kfifas Kamasel Rabban Havi Maise, according to Rabbi Yechon. Why is it that bending down is considered a maise, and akima svas of loy havi maise? How could Rabbi Yechanan says that bending down is a maise? He says even a bona moida you get the malchus for that, or being karbachatas. And why is it that moving the lips, they say megadif, is not a maise? What's the difference, bending down or moving lips? Omar Rava says, Rava, the difference is shiny megadif hoil v'yeshne belev. When it comes to megadif, the main thing is what your thoughts are. Even if you curse the Eibishter all day, but you don't mean the Eibishter, you use the words like the goyim use, you know, with the dammit afterwards. But you're not thinking about the Eibishter. You're just using the name, you're not chayiv. Unless you have. So the main thing is the heart. That's why it's a lav she'ein by maisa. Tez already asked, but, and by Avodah Zarah also we learned before, that you need sort of your heart plays a part in it, and so on. Sorry?
Which would mean that moving the lips and saying words are quite a big thing.
If the words themselves are the ones that harm, but here you need to have the intention, and intention is something which is in the heart. Yeah. Okay. So, says the Gemara, Masiv Rab Zayd, there's a question. It says in the Braise, Yotsu, Eidim Zaymin, and Zaymin are exceptions, Sheim Beha Maisa. Eidim Zaymin don't have a Maisa. What did we just say? Talking is a maisa, no different than bowing down. But the reason by megadav is because all in the heart. Nu and Eidim Zaymin. How come we say Kol Chum is not a maisa? They're talking as well. Amayo less nu belev, not through the heart. It's they got came to the bezin and they testified. Amarav shayim zaymin hoil v'yeshna bekoil. Eidim Zaymin have to not only talk; they have to talk loud. So that's a very much more of a maisa. The same, you know, as when you is megadav, the talking has to be loud. Doesn't matter if somebody really hears you far away or not. As soon as you say these kind of words, you chayiv misa, you're warned. Mashayim ben zayim, you got to hear loud for other people to hear. Otherwise, there's nothing to talk about. So the koil is the maisa. Says the Gemara. Sorry. You know why Eidim zayim is not a maisa? Hoyel v'yeshna v'koil. And so what? Since the main thing is not the words, the main thing is the loudness. And loudness is not something tangible. Like if you steal a shofar. To blow the shofar, we say that there's no stealing by koil. Koil is not a tangible thing, so therefore it's like a lav she'ein by maisa. Fredi Gemara, the koil Rabbi Yechiel maisa. You tell me, I'm making noise is not a maisa. But even we learned chosma because if you have an animal that is plowing your field, it's not allowed to muzzle its mouth. But every time the animal bends down to eat, you give a yell. You frighten the animal and you intimidate him. It's also over the lav. So we see that koil is a maisa. You can get malchus. Vin higel be koil with your voice. Rabbi Yechiel amachai v'chai malchus. Eshlokes over potter. Rechel chai akim is be maisa. Moving your lips, making a sound is a maisa. So the potter, Akimish be love a maisa. So how come Eidim Zoyimim is not a maisa? Chod Rabbi Yechon. Elom Barava, Shani Eidim Zoyimim, know why? Hoyel v'yeshnon beria. Because the Eidim Zoyimim are telling you what they saw. So it's therefore seeing is the most important part. Seeing is not a maisa. All the Rishayim have a hard time with this. Pshat Rosh Rashi. Because Faked, the Tanya says about Makkah, says that Eidim Zoyimim never saw it. They're liars. So what do you mean yeshnon beria? In fact, their whole things started from the moment they came to court and they spoke. It's mamasha maisa. So the rif changes the girsa. Instead of ria, it's v'yeshnan ba'aya. What does ba'aya mean? We learned before, the second aid says, and me. The first aid gives the whole testimony. And the second aid says, ayah, and me. Ayah means and me. And it's really an edus. And what did he do? Nothing. He didn't say anything. He just said, and me.
And he implies strongly.
Implies is not a maisa. That's why it's not a maisa. Yeah.
Saying it is not enough, it's not considered a
maisa. Not because of maisa. There's a machlekes sorry, halalim shate. Is it a din and shayfer or is it a din and musaf? In other words, is it the it's mitzad? We're digressing for a minute, but is it a din and shayfer that shayfer really should be made by the brachas? Shayfer need brachas, or is it that brachas need shayfer? Is it a shayfer need brachas, which means then that the first key is blue is not the main key. The main key is that the key is a musaf. Because the shayfer should be set up malchiz achrenes shayfer lufim psukim malchiz achrenes shayfers, and we just mid the rabbanu la'arvus asatan we blow the first time around, and then within that there's two shittas whether so now that you did it you yetsam atayin in the first one or you're not yetsam atayin at all with the first one, the main one the second one, or the other way around. Mitzat shayfer, you already yetsa, mitzat you already yetsa, but musaf davening needs brachas,
needs
shayfer, and if you do that's why. Are those who blow shayfer during tchil b'lachash, because these brachas need tchias in order to be yetzah. So but it doesn't make any lachash or ram. If it's a dinner shayfer, they don't have to blow by tchil b'lachash. So you do by tchil b'lachash, and that's good enough. If it's a dinner musaf. If it's a dinner musaf, it's that a musaf, you have to crystallize it and bring it in a shayfer. But it's not because you need a ma'aseh, it's because we need... The Chachamim wanted that the shayfer, but not only the ma'aseh here, but the Chachamim wanted that the davening should feel the davening. We want these words that you say should reverberate within you. So therefore, you have a shayfer that makes it much more tangible. Otherwise, it's like a history. You have to feel it. We have props in every Yom Tov we do. These are props. Shayfer is a prop.
It clearly says.
I'm saying.
Clearly says that it's a
ma'aseh. Yeah,
also.
But maybe shayfer. But what is it? I'm just talking about how do we understand it? And that explains the whole machlek is whether you blow in the Tzul B'lachash or Tzul B'lachash. One way of understanding it. The other way, yeah.
And going back, this second aid who says, and me, he only implies. If it
implies not a maisa.
If it influences the court case.
But it's not a maisa. That's not a maisa. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says that it's not a maisa because what do you do? You didn't say anything. And me, it's not saying anything.
We meant,
that's thoughts. That's not meiser. Yeah, we learned, what's a baloiv? He talks between the joints, and between atzili yadav, tesalism means between your elbows, and atzili means under your armpits. That's how they do it. They put a bone there, and then they clap their hands, and it starts talking. It tells you, machlek is whether it's real or not. Yidoini, what's a yidoini? It's a manich, etzem, yodua, bepiv. He puts his bone from this animal, a bird called Yudua, and he puts it in his mouth. And it starts talking on its own. Macy, I'll ask you a question. It says in the Pasuk that the Shai was cursing him out, that you guys are going to be so low that you're going to hit the ground, you're going to be as low as the ground, and from there you're going to start talking, and you'll be like an oiv, that the voice comes from the ground. That your voice will come from the ground. Sounds like that the dead are still in the grave, and the dead are talking from the grave. What do you tell me the dead are talking from under his armpits? My love, that they're talking the way they are lying on the ground. The spirit of the dead leaves the body and goes between his armpits. Under his armpits. Umishtoyan talks. No right. Tashma coming here, it says, when Shalom Melech went to the woman to try to bring down Shemuel, the woman says she got all frightened. So Shaul says, "Don't worry, don't get frightened. What's the story?" Shaul wants to know what's going to happen to him in the future. So he tried to bring Shaul back from the dead. So I told him, Isha, and the woman said, "Shaul, I saw a malach oilim mina arutz rise from the ground. My love, isn't it talking about mishtoi ki urchei that he was that they talk from the ground itself?" And they talk on the ground itself. She said she saw something strange here. So she says, "Oily mina others," that the words are coming from the ground. So it sounds like that they're still lying on the ground. So I said, "No, the yasi ben aprakim ishtoy." Again, that the spirit goes between the joints, or under the armpits, and talks from there. Talking about we learn, baloiv echad hamayle bezachudai. Baloiv brings the dead back. Either he brings, it looks like he brings back not just the spirit, but actually the form itself. Echad hamayle bezachudai. Sometimes they bring in with the male member, but echad hanisho begagaylas, or you bring it from the skull. My bein zelazeh, my lebizchuroi einu oilem. Kedarka, that means he comes and sits down and he sits on his achrus. He doesn't come up the normal way. But his feet come up first. If his milab is a chrus, it means that his feet come up first. And Mashenkin, if it's not bezechur begogelis, that means the head comes up first. So it's more than just the spirit. We're talking about the body itself. At least you have a vision of the body standing there. So we're saying ma bein zelazeh, a number of differences. Interesting Gemara. Ma'ila bezchure eino ele kedarka, he goes feet first. The eino ele b'Shabbos, he will not come up on Shabbos. It's not normal way. Hashem nisha begogelus. We go head first. Ole kedarka, he goes head first. And the ole b'Shabbos, it can't come up on Shabbos. Ole leheichisolik. What do you mean? Where is it going? Kamei manach. You're going to the grave. Where do you do these things? You go to the grave where that person is buried, and you do all these things. The necromancing. So the chayda. What do you mean? It goes up. It's there. Ela ema oine kedarka. It means that it responds. Normally, the oyne b'Shabbos will talk to you even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, that's a chiluk between oyle b'zachruser oyle b'gerus. As you can of shol tunis rufus a rosha Rabbi Kiva. Tunis rufus a rosha had a number of conversations. Rabbi Kiva, we had him a basher of Yud over there. He asked him about. We had him a number of places, and he asked, and he was the one who eventually killed Rabbi Kiva. So he said to Rabbi Kiva, "Amalei my yemi yemayim. Why do you guys observe Shabbos? How is Shabbos different than Tuesday?" Why are you different than all other people? Because he was the one who's in charge of Eretz Yisrael. Why are you different than everybody else? Why? The Moritzavi, my master wanted so. My master Tzavi wanted so. This is the lashon you have in the Ksuvah Tzavi. Shabbos Namotzavi. Rabbi Kiva said, "No, Shabbos the Eibushter, the master of the world, wanted it to be that way." This is my question. Me Yema Deida Shabbat. I know today Shabbos. Maybe Shabbos is Tuesday. I know which day of the week. Were you around when Eibushter made the world? You know how we know which Shabbos? It's an amazing thing. Only from this river called Sambatyan. That's number one. Bal Oiv Yechiach. Also the Oiv can prove it. Why can Bal Oiv Yechiach? Because the Oiv cannot bring up people on Shabbos, only during the week. So that's proof number two. And Rashi says Sambatyan is there's a river, that stone. Look at Rashi, Sambatyan Yechiach. You always heard of Sambatyan. This is where it comes from. It's about four lines below where we are. Nord Echad is a river, Shalavonim of stones, Ubechol Yemesha Shabbos. Throughout the week, Shaitiv Vahelich, that is terrible rapids, Vahelich Shabbos, Shaitiv Vahelich. Shabbos, it's calm. And somewhere in Africa. Okay, the Baal Oiv Yechiach, because he cannot bring up a Shabbos. And Kivroi Shal Oviv Yechiach. Tunis Rufus' father was a terrible Russia. A whole week it generated smoke. But on Shabbos, it stopped. And he once asked his father in a dream, what's going on here? How come there's no smoking? He said, on Shabbos, where Gehenim shuts down. Which means even for Goyim, the Gehenim shut down on Shabbos. So the smoke stops. Ein my loss of Shabbos. Omolai bizisisa, you embarrassed me. Bizisa, you insulted me. Baisha, you embarrassed me. Vikilalti, you cursed me. Because the last thing he spoke about his father. Because he reminded him that his father was a terrible Russian, and he's in Gehenim over there roasting away. And on that Shabbos, he rests. Shoyel Oiv, more question. Shoyel Oiv, why is he only an Oiv? Isn't the same thing Doyle Mason? What does Oiv do? He talks to the dead. Isn't that the Easter of Doyle Shalom Mason? The same thing I'll be Doyle Shalom Mason. It says in the passage, Shoyel Oiv, you do any vid Doyle Shalom Mason. It's like a separate Aved altogether. This is the famous question they all ask. How can you go to the Oil? How can you go to Kevorim of Tzadikim? So the people of God, they actually eat in Hichel in Rosh Hashanah, right in the beginning, when it says in Shalom, you should go to the base of Kodesh. They all talk about it. Different opinion of Lavush and everybody else. Whether you're going there because it's a holy place, you're davening to the Eibushter, or you're going there and you're saying it's Chusavi Tzadikim, or you're going there and asking the Tzadikim to daven on your behalf to the Eibushter. And no one says you're davening to the Tzadik. The Tzadik should help me after you're davening to the Chus. If you look at my Nalosh, you see how it is. The Chus of the Rabbein, whatever it is, or you should be a Melitz Yeshua for us in Shemaim. That's the whole idea of Yisrael.
Says Toiv Leilich El Beis Ovel. It's that because over there you're serious and you're Sveder is Tshuva.
It could be, yeah. It doesn't, as someone says in all the Foshim, but it could be, yeah. Yeah. Okay, anyway. Derish Lamesim, Gatani, we learned. But Derish Lamesim, no, Derish Lamesim is something totally different. You know what Derish Lamesim is? The Hamari Vatzmai, he starves himself. Interesting in Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara when it talks to Hashem Mason, doesn't talk about going to Tzaddikim. Because we know that Kolov ben Yefuna went, the Gemara Saita says, went to the Marzach Pela to daven to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov that they should help him make sure he doesn't get influenced by the Meraglim. So he actually, from the Gemara, he davened to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov.
Davened
That's what the Lavush brings down there.
Doesn't Rashi bring in that pasuk, the Loshen L-A-K of the Yatzileini Me'atzas?
Yeah, but it says in the Pashuk Gemara, Pshat Gemara, Saitis, he went to them. So so then in that you have to, so that's where it all comes from, going to the Beis HaKvaros, to Beit Tzadikim. But Pashuk Pshat Yerushal Me'atzas is something totally different, and that is Amadiv Atzma, he starved himself, but Hoyl Rabbi is where he goes to sleep in the cemetery. The Shlish Olav Ruch Tumba, in order that he should somehow become a Mechashiv. And when Akiva came to his posse, he used to cry. That's why he starved himself. In order that Tumah should descend in him. It happens, if somebody fasts, he wants to become holier. What should I do? You know why we're not becoming, we don't become holy? Because our sins are preventing us. Remember it says, "Kim avin eseichem moyim avdilim beinechem lebein elakech." It's the sins that are preventing it closer to the Eibishter. Amar Rava, the famous Gemara here, and "I bo tzadiki bora alma." You know, if tzadikim can do the same thing Eibishter did, we can also create a world. Shneimar it says, "Ki avin eseichem moyim avdilim." It's only your sins that keep you away from the Eibishter. But tzadikim don't have sins; they're on par with Eibishter. It's an amazing Gemara here. The famous story of the Chassid Alter Rebbe, when he used to be a Misnagid, and his Rosh Hashanah came to him and said, "How can you become a Chassid Alter Rebbe? Chassidim say the Rebbe are like the Eibishter, or greater than the Eibishter." So he said to his Rosh Hashanah, whatever it was, his Rav, "You're 100% right. My Rebbe is far greater than your Eibishter. My Eibishter is a whole different story. Because if you don't know Chassidus, whatever you'll say about the Eibishter, the Gemara says Tzaddik can do exactly the same thing. The Eibishter made the world right here." And we actually had in Ksuvah that, hey, you know, Tzadikim are greater than the Eibishter, whatever, all that kind of stuff. So, if you all you know about the Eibishter is that he made the world and that he creates the world, right there. He bought Tzadikim Bora Alma, he could have done the same thing. And the part, he brings the Mar, says, hey, Avin Eseichem Avdilim, only those who have Avedis are separate from the Eibishter. Otherwise, they're equal. Imagine. It's hard to understand, but. Rava Bora Gavra. Rava used to create a person, he created a Golem. Shot in the Kamen of Zayda, he said to Abzayda, is a Chacham Tzvi there who talks about whether he recounts the minion. Have a come a story bahadei, and they start talking. Will have a come a hadile? It didn't answer. Amalei michavaya, you can't speak. That means you're one of these creations from these guys. No, it was a very normal thing there. It wasn't just a one-off thing that you know, Rava created a golem. They all did. He said, "Oh, you're one of those." Hadol africh, and he just took him back and put him back to dust. Because you're parading, you're masquerading as if you're human and you can trick people. They created a calf, either a third-born calf or a calf that was very, you know, in the third month, so it's very bigger and juicier. And the ochre would eat it. Again, the Chacham has a whole shagatai with the yasir shecht or not. Torah, we learned. Ma'oinin in that pasuk, there's an Easter of ma'oinin. What is a ma'oinin? What's the shade of the word ma'oinin? Ma'oinin could be the word ayin, could be an I, or it could be ayin, a time. So there are three opinions. Ma'oinin, Shimon says, ma'ave shivim min ezochra la'ayin. They would take seven different kinds of semen from seven different males, put it on with their eye, and some others gave them kishuf, the ability to make kishuf. Again, the word ayin, I. Chomazin oz, eich is a naim, that's a magician. And that's the whole for chakra tell you about if you like to go to magic shows or not. Anyway, we'll talk about it now. And Rabbi Akiva says, it's somebody who calculates time. This is a good omen. And you will not do something unless the time is right. If it isn't, you won't do it to Hulu. And in the Shulchan Aruch, in the same siman that it talks about, you're not allowed to do these things, you know, this is a bad sign and all that. It was listening about examples. It tells you yet you shouldn't get married the second half of the month and all that. And you have to work out what's going on here. What is considered a superstitions? And you're not allowed to. What is all right? Basically, he talks about in the first day that it's different if it's just a mazel, or you actually take a belief that this is going to ruin your ruin your life and everything else. But we do a lot of things for a good mazel. What do you do to Rosh Hashanah? All of these, all the foods we're going to eat. Okay. By the way, the pshat over there, by the way, is not I'm eating the pomegranate, so I should be marba, or I'm eating a fish, I mean marba, and all these things, and all the other people that say all these yiratzans eat a whole basket full of fruits. Well, the pshat is, it's not to give us any brachas. The pshat is to remind us to be focused. What are we meant to daven Rosh Hashanah? And having all those fruits on the table is to tell us you should daven, should be part of the Ravim, that you should be increasing panasa and all these things. It's for us to be focused. Not that we believe somehow or another these things are going to make it happen. Okay, it's a good day to go travel. that tomorrow is a good day to buy things. And how does it fit in with what Tuesday we say? So they show Yom Shuchbo Kitoif. Lemudi at Arve Shvi is Chitin Yofi is the Eder Shvi is the Eber Shvi is the Bracha. It's the weekly much better. Now I'll say that. Because what does it say weekly better? It could, a kidneys me is Roy, so you pull out, pulling out kidneys from the thing is a bad thing. All of these things are superstition. So that's what we learned. Menachem, what's Menachem? I mean, pity enough. I was eating and a piece of bread fell out of my mouth. There's a raya that today business will be a disaster. Or makle enough. My other, my stick fell out of my hand. Benoy kadal lemachel. Son called mine. Benoy kadal. Or a crow called him. Or tzvi. He's sick of that. Or you were set by a deer. Nachash mimina v'shul b'smaylo. You were escorted by a snake on your right side, and a fox on your left side. Al taskel b'shachri. Why are you tax collector coming to me first thing in the morning? I have to pay debts. It's a bad sign. Or a chaydeshu. Or metzei shabbosu. The bad sign to pay taxes on Shabbos. Those people are menachish. They believe in a weasel or birds of a dogim, or others say kachav mustars. Whether it comes under menachish, and we paskin like in halacha, we paskin that they're not arguing. Rabbi Kiva who says oine, and the chum say oiches and they're both correct. And I'll be oiches and naim, and then the rabbanon try to work out why magic today is different. The simple answer is because everyone already today is educated and knows that they're not magic, so you're not fooling anybody. It's just a question how you did it, not what you did. And so many hold that it's not really magic, even though others say not allowed to, but seeing it is not the same thing as, especially if you're a goy, is not a problem at all. Mishnah. Ha-mechal is a Shabbos, but those are the kodis, as goy chattis, we go to the next page. If someone's mechal Shabbos, it's something that you chayv amazing kodis, you get shaggy chattis. Mechal ikam midichal Shabbos, something in Shabbos, you don't get shaggy chattis, those are the kodis. Mayi, what is that? And what chum is the kibbe, keep all that chum is my taida, but you don't get malchus for it. Havara, leave it up, no yaisi. Where Havara, who says, love yaisi, you don't get. Look at skill or chatas. Mishnah, I'm a kal of him. You curse your parents. Ain't a chai. You're not chai, but you're kal. Mishnah, you got to curse them with Abish's name. Kal Makini, the Abish Hashem or Lakim. If you call them one of the other names, I'm a mechai, chom, have a pot. It says, you're a man, chom, who's a chom, says, you're a pot, I'm a nachem by Yasi, you're a tan, you're a nachem by Yasi, I'm a. It says, the posik, if somebody curses out the Abish, he should be put to death and be stoned. And it says, why? Because benok for your shame, you must. He spelled out the name, he gets killed. It's written twice. It's where he says in the beginning, possibly, you get killed. Shame. Limud amekal other imay. Teaches you. It says, actually, you don't need it for Megadah, for Mekal Hashem, because it says in the beginning, possibly, you Mekal, we use it for cursing your parents. You're not chayiv for cursing your parents unless you invoke the name of Hashem. Shein chayiv achikal b'shem. I tell you, use the name of Hashem. It says in Gemara, tell him what we learned. Tomelot ish matam lema ish ish. It says twice. The rabbi is bas. A girl also curses her parents. Tum tum adring is a suffix. Also the chayv. Asher yikalas aviv es imay ain the yellow aviv imay. I would have thought you only curse chayv if you curse both together. Aviv shalay imay imay shalav minay hainav. If you curse your father or your mother on their own, it's not. Tam lema yos chayv aviv the imay kilo. Says in the pasuk again. Starts off in the pasuk. If a person curses es aviv the es imay, and then it says again aviv imay kilo. So therefore, because it says again aviv, and the first time it says yikal next to the word aviv, the second time it says v'imay kilo kal next to imay means either one yichayiv. So aviv kilo imay kilo rabbi yeshiv. Rabbi Yenisa says mashma shnei keecher. He says no, mashma echav v'natsanai atshivah lagazru yachtav. We know from klayim it says as the word yachtav. So we know from there that, says, that if you have a shayr chamayid, and the teddy says yachtav, it doesn't say yachtav. It means each on their own. So by parents, it doesn't say yachtav. It means father on his own, mother on his own. Most humans, you got to put them to death. What kind of death do you put for cursing your parents? Skila, atrim, beskila, and you'll be able to tell you, maybe it's chenek. Nemakan, it says, maybe cursing your parents, doma boy's blood is on his hands. But Nemalahal, it says later on, it says, by an oivy, you don't need demay and bum. Malahal and beskila over there, it says you should stone them. And it's skila, afkan beskila. It says, you want to own a shaman, I know you get punished. But as a hundred men, how you know there's a law for a time? It says, Elohim, Elohim, Leisakal, he shouldn't curse the Abishta. And since Elohim, we're going to learn, it's not talking about the Abishta, it means a dying. And it says the passage, V'nasi ba'am chaloysar, so therefore a parent is included in that. Yimayav, if dying had a bechal, Elohim, Zakal, if your father was a dying, he's included in that. Yimayav, if Nasi, father was a Nasi, had a bechal. V'nasi ba'am chaloysar, you don't curse a Nasi. Ain't a loy dying, V'loy Nasi minayin, your father's an ordinary person, how do you know you're not a person? Amrit will say binyanav hariyata don binyanav mishnei. We learned what's common denominator. Any person that's part of the nation, all curse. Loiroi nasi kroi dain. Each one has a chumrah that one doesn't have. Loiroi dain kroi nasi. Loiroi dain kroi nasi. Shari dain ati mitzuvah lerosi. You have to listen to dain kroi nasi. She has to listen to nasi. Listen to nasi. Loiroi nasi kroi dain. You don't have to nasi is different than dain. Shari nasi ati mitzuvah lerosi. When it comes to a Nasi, you're not allowed to rebel your Zaka Mamre if you go against a Nasi. Karoi Dayan, she had the Mitzvah Amarasi. You're not a rebel if you go against a Dayan. Hatzada, Shavah, Shavah, each one has a Chumah, they don't share with the other one. What's the one in common? Shehem Ba'amcha, they're part of your nation. Ba'atam Muzer, Akolos, and you're not allowed to curse them. Afani Avi, Avicha, Shebamcha. I'll also bring your father, because he's a member of your nation, Vata Muzal Alkal, and all Christian. Freddy Gmore, Mala, Hatsada, Shavish, you know what they both have in common? Shane King, you do lots of government. There's something great about them. Either they're a dying or a Nasi. What does it do with your father? Tamalaymer, Laysekal Chedesh, it says another person, all cursed, a deaf and mute person. That person is not a great person. Boom, Lalish Amcha, and those are cursed, the downtrodden in your nation. Hakos of Medabas. So we see that you're not cursed even them. But when Malachedish came Chadisha's grandma, this is an exceptional case. You have to have Rachmanis in him. He has enough tzaddas in his life. You can add anything. I'm not sure I understand the Gemara. What are you going to add? The guy can't hear. How's he willing to know you cursed him? Nasi v'dayin yechichu. Yeah, but the whole word actually says it because you're adding tzar to his tzar. You don't have no idea. Anyhow. Sorry? Same with. He doesn't, but you're hurting him. No, but are you hurting him? How are you hurting the dead person if I curse him? He doesn't hear what I'm saying. So I'm hurting me, not hurting him. By the way, you're hurting the Iver. He's going to fall down. They're not downtrodden. They're great. The Chazal Adin goes back and forth. Loi roi ze ki roi ze, ve loi roi ze ki roi ze. Atzad ha shov, whatever, coming. Sheheng ba'amcha, the member of your nation, va'at ha-muzer al-kalos. So we know the Pazin al curse them, you get punished. But how do you know there's a lav? So the father is included in between Nasi and Dayin and Chedesh. Like every Yinal curse. Af ani ovi, avicha shebe amcha. Va'at ha-muzer al-kalos, not al-kursim. Ay, ma'la, atzad ha-shov, ve'gay mu'unah, shunim. You can't learn from that. One thing they all three have in common. They're not the normal person. They're not the average person. It could have said the pasuk. All we need is Elakim v'chedish, a dayan and a chedish, or nasi v'chedish. Now we already know that a nasi and a dayan and a chedish are not a curse. Elakim lamali. Why have to, one of them is extra? That your father is included in the word Elakim. Elakim choil. That makes sense if you say Elakim is choil talking about a dayan. Elamando, I'm a kodesh, don't want the Abish himself. You know, I curse the Abish, that's a law. My Eichel, maybe nothing extra anymore. And what's his machlekes? The time you learn the Kim Choyel, David, Abish Mal. Abish Mal, all that's a Choyel. Abish Kiva, I'm a Kim Kodesh. That's the Abish. The time you learn the Yakim, I'm a Hodel, the Baruch Hashem, and I'm a Hodel, you know, you're not a curse the Abish. The time you learn the Kim, Lace, Kal, from the Kim. So my answer is, Lamando, I'm a Kim Choyel. The one is a Kim is a Dayan, then Gomar Kodesh Machel. You learn Hashem from there, and therefore it's still one of them is extra, and you learn a father. So you learn an ordinary dayan from there as well. Makes sense. How can you learn an ordinary dayan? You're not a curse Hashem, you're not a curse dayan. Maybe there's a warning going against the Eibishter, not a choyl. You shouldn't curse. My loise kalil, which sounds like two curses. Shmam Ratati for the Abishta and for a dying. So that's how you also know our father as well. We'll stop here. We're not going to learn tomorrow.